Welcome back to Tip TV Finance. We're joined here by somebody making his debut, Colin Smith, who's an oil and gas analyst at Panmure Gordon. How are you today, Colin?
Very well, thank you.
Right, the big guns are firing today in the oil and gas sector. Can you tell us a bit about either of them, please, or both even?
I'll tell you a bit about both. I mean, both actually have come in ahead of consensus. Market was looking for just under or just over 4 cents from BP, and it's got just under 5 cents. But I think the more impressive result is the one from Shell, which has come in at 35 cents. Consensus was looking for 24 cents. But included within that, you've got a first return to profitability on an underlying basis in the upstream business since the first quarter of 2015. And cash flow in the quarter of $8.5 billion actually represents almost three quarters of total cash flow delivered for the year. And I think marks a very important turnaround that will have a significant impact on sentiment towards the stock.
Let's say that my rule of thumb, personal one, which may not be a very accurate one, is that Shell has tended to be the better company out of the two from an investment point of view. There was also the BG deal as well, which shows that it's a company on the front foot, not afraid to take risks, which might make shareholders money. Is that the view that you have as well?
I think that's an interesting perspective, because I think the market view is actually a bit more positive on BP relative to Shell, the feeling being that BP has been reorganizing itself and working on costs since the Macondo incident, and also that the level of disposals that BP undertook were done at a much better pricing level than those that Shell is about to undertake. So I think the sentiment actually market-wise is a little bit different from that. I think for Shell, obviously there's a big question mark over the value of the BG deal given the time it was announced and the point at which it finally closed. But I think we can certainly see in these numbers that certainly the putting the two companies together, some of that is washing out and coming with better performance coming through.
Right, the other bigger question maybe with the two stocks is that clearly since the referendum, almost any company which is a dollar earner has been bid higher, and that sort of made the fundamentals, the individual fundamentals, less important. Is that going to continue to be the case?
I think that's sort of only the case if you really think that the dividends are going to be maintained, and I think for both companies that's a bit of an issue. And after the very poor second quarter results that Shell had, I think it was actually quite a significant issue in shareholders' minds. So the fact that they've managed to make $8.5 billion worth of cash this quarter puts them much more on track to be able to make the sort of $35 to $40 billion that they will need to be making on an ongoing basis to give true confidence that the dividend can be kept where it is.
And finally, we've got OPEC attempting to control the oil, the oil market at the end of the month. Do you have a particular perspective on that? Oil has obviously fallen back a little over the recent days. I think it's going to get rather more turbulent.
Well, I think there's obviously going to be a lot of speculation running up to the 30th about what OPEC will or will not do. I think it was always the case that at the end of the day, it's going to depend on what Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Kuwait, and to a lesser extent, Qatar are willing to do in the face of probably very little help from the rest of the other members of OPEC and probably also from non-OPEC as well. The fact, however, that the Saudis signed up to a formal target, I think, should give some confidence that something will be delivered. Otherwise, there really is the potential risk for a rout. But I think the mood music has shifted, and I think we're more likely to see that borne out in the ultimate result that we get on the 30th of November.
Colin Smith, oil and gas analyst at Panmure Gordon, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you.
We'll be back after the break.